The Senate Finance Committee is drafting legislation that would rewrite the structure of the state's tax on natural gas. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The tax on natural gas from the North Slope is currently tied to oil taxes from the state's largest fields, and it's expressed as a ratio in the amount of energy in each fuel. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman says that's a fundamental flaw in the tax, and staying with it when gas begins to flow in the line to North American markets will create an expensive problem for the state.
If you have high oil prices, which we currently have, relative to natural gas prices that are low, which we currently have, we have a substantial cross-subsidization, or a dilution effect is another way of putting it, of our revenue stream. And I was rather surprised when we started looking at the magnitude of this potential impact. It could be in the tune of a couple of billion dollars.
Stedman points out that the oil and gas prices are not expected to get closer together for the next 20 years, based on all estimates from government and private sources. And he says the risk is that the tax structure and the $2 billion a year loss to the state could be in effect for the first 10 years gas is flowing. Stedman says the two taxes need to be separated before May 1st. That's when TransCanada will present the gas line to potential shippers in what's called an open season. And those that commit to its use then will have their taxes locked in, unchangeable for 10 years after gas begins to flow. Senators who have followed the Senate Finance Committee hearings for the past 2 weeks are leaning toward Stedman's arguments. Fairbanks Democrat Joe Pascvan says the result of the current tax regime is likely to lead to the state's losing 100% of its production tax and losing 100% of its royalty revenue.
The law as it currently exists puts Alaska at risk of being plundered. And without changes before May 1, 2010, my belief is that essentially we have a third world resource extraction model that will end up being a plunder of Alaska's resources.
Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin earlier this week presented administration revenue calculations based on higher oil prices. They're similar to those Stedman has produced. However, Governor Parnell called Stedman's presentation of a $2 billion impact on the Treasury as a mythological figure.
Clearly, that coupling issue when the ACES was passed was designed as an incentive. There's been testimony from Commissioner Galvin as to that. So as Senator Stedman and the Finance Committee, Senate Finance Committee moves forward, they're going to have to take into account whether that impacts the economics of a gas line, because frankly, it very well could if it acted as an incentive.
Stedman says he anticipates his bill will be ready quickly, and it will remove the link between oil and gas. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker shares Stedman's concern, saying the issue is, quote, mission critical for legislative consideration. He says it needs to be dealt with as a single subject, indicating the need for a special session between the regular session's adjournment April 18th and the May 1st open season. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.